Welcome back to WrestleCast episode 174. This is the show where we have a serious discussion of the non-serious world of professional wrestling. I'm your host, Mr. Old School, along with two panelists this week. The former host, is it the new Iron Man? I don't even fucking know anymore. Heavy Set is back.
No, I am not the Iron Man, but you could shut the fuck up.
Ooh, I like that. Segue. And also on the show, I guess he's the current Iron Man. Didn't you lose your streak? I don't know. Anyways, if you are, then welcome back, Mr. Carpe Diem.
Yeah, I'm still the Iron Man, because remember, I jumped in halfway, and then you guys took last week off?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he comes back last minute, the Hail Mary.
It was like I was cashing in a money in the bank to be on the show for some reason.
To keep an Iron Man streak. Yeah, I'm not sure how that works. But yeah, welcome back. Glad to have you back. We missed a week due to me having to work, and I think that's probably why we didn't get any emails this week. But I hope the listeners come back and chime in again next week. That being said, let's get straight into the big pay-per-view. Go ahead.
You got to do it all the shows on this network when they don't get emails. Come on, please email us. You know, really mad at all these guys. Not sending emails. I mean, honestly.
But yeah, man, we were good because we had a little thing going. We had three emails going. Now fucking nothing, man. It's I'm a little sad. All right. Anyways.
And my negging our audience on All Beer is not helping. When I'm like, hey, email us, you useless cunts. Fucking be useful, you pieces of shit. Yeah. People don't email
us. Sure, that's going over quite well.
Except for Living Legend. Living Legend, you're awesome. And All Beer Inside appreciates you.
They do. All right. That being said, let's get into the big pay-per-view that happened on Sunday.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. The pay-per-view name that, you know, I originally thought was fucking stupid, but somehow kind of grew on me. Let's start with that first. You guys, did the pay-per-view name grow on you as the time progressed?
No. Fucking old man.
All right.
You're all like, oh, they're showing drive-ins in 50s malls.
I don't know. I don't know. I just didn't hate it as much. Am I the minority, Heavy Set? What did you think?
First off, Carp, you can fuck off. I'm going to a drive-in this weekend.
Oh,
and second off, I'm one of the people that as soon as they announced it, fans overreact on names. Like, I don't care what it's called as long as it is the pay-per-view good. And I feel like it was actually a very good pay-per-view. It was more extreme than Extreme Rules.
Surprisingly, yeah. And had a pretty stacked card for its kind of pay-per-view debut, if you will. And the pre-show match, I don't know if Carp has access. No, he did. He fucking watched it with me. I forgot. You didn't have to go to a bar this time. Did you arrive for the pre-show? I'm trying
Seriously,
to remember
dude.
Now. I have no memory,
yes.
By the way.
Okay, you have no memory whatsoever.
I have zero. I couldn't even tell you what I had for lunch.
Like, are you full retard now?
No, I'm not full retard. You know, I just have no memory.
Retard, right?
No,
what you have to do when you show up, you just have to say introvert a bunch of times and then he'll remember.
Oh, I did. Oh, he
lambasted me on that. That's for sure.
And not just that.
Other words as well, which we will not name here due to respect for the audience.
He is such a great host, you know.
I'm a good host.
Such a great host.
You know what? Now that you brought it up, I'm an excellent host.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Oh, I like that. All right. The champion Neville defeated Akira Tozawa. Heavy Sets, get your 2 cents.
I totally missed this match. I missed like the first like couple.
Okay.
Because I was having horrible, horrible internet issues and it just had to like end up restarting my router like twice. And then it finally fucking worked.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, that WWE network. I mean, for me as a cord cutter, it's fucking amazing. I love it. But you do tend to possibly get issues like that. You know, not everybody's internet's perfect. And the cable companies, although we hate it, tested and true, those are always the most solid connections. And, you know, you could have the best internet backbone, but you still might have those issues. So it's kind of a give and take. And yeah, fortunately, you got kind of hit with that bug first couple matches. Carp, obviously, now that I remember, we've both seen it. Let's get your 2 cents.
I mean, it was a good match until the ironic finish. Hey, nut shot for the win. Woo-hoo-hoo, great balls of fire. Look how silly we are.
Yeah, I mean, I would have liked to have seen a change here. They're sticking with the Neville thing, which is fine, I guess. And if you're going to make him lose, make him lose make it special, you know? I just don't see the reason why Tozawa's with Titus O'Neil. I just don't. They just give him whoever the fuck and see what happens, I guess.
I believe you mentioned it's a little ridiculous when the manager is twice the size of the athlete.
It's kind of weird. Yeah. And apart from the whole Kobe incident, I thought Washington was always a great kind of front man. So sucks that he's gone and Titus O'Neil's kind of like the poor man's version of him. And yeah, he hasn't sold me as a mouthpiece yet, but we'll see. He's new. Bray Wyatt defeated Seth Rollins. Heavy, did you get a chance to check this one out? You said you missed the first two?
Yeah, I missed the first.
Oh, first three. Okay, so you missed the big-ass Amore as well. Carp, let's get your thoughts on Bray Wyatt, Seth Rollins.
Oh, it's nice that the guy with the worst losing or best losing, however you want to look at it. I mean, the guy's track record on matches is terrible. Yeah. It's nice to see him win, especially a very heel way with the thumb to the eyeball and Sister Abigail right after. I mean, it works. I like Wyatt. I'd like to see him push him again. So.
I mean, it was a good pace as a kind of an opening match on the card. A little surprised that got the opening match and not the big ass Enzo Amore match. But it was, like you said, it was nice to see him win. And as we said at the pay-per-view, I've always imagined Bray Wyatt as kind of like the Undertaker replacement. And maybe do, you know, not the cheesy kind of spiders and a fucking projector thing, but kind of do a little bit more supernatural stuff and have him actually fucking win matches. But maybe this is the road to that happening. So let's stay positive, I guess, for that. Third match, Big Kaz, Enzo Amore, Carp. Yeah, a bit of a lackluster debut. Him coming in with, I'll use your joke, generic music, big man music number 5. You know, just holding his finger up, showing big ass instead of big Kaz. Not really showing a lot of emotion there. I don't know if he was nervous or maybe he's, you know, like, obviously I don't want to jump on the guy too quick. It's his first fucking match as a singles guy. And, you know, he got the point across destroying Enzo Amore coming over as that big guy. I could see him as in mannerisms trying to be more of a big guy, but this kind of fell flat for me. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, unless things change very quickly, Cass is badly in need of a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
And he just kicked his in the face.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. Next match, Cesaro and Sheamus defeating the Hardy Boys. Jeff and Matt, of course. 4-3 in a 30-minute Iron Man match. So like a diet Iron Man match. This is the first ever tag team Iron Man match as well. A lot of fun falls. I mean, no big surprise here. We pretty much knew that Cesaro and Sheamus were going to keep the titles. But a nice brawl, a little bit of action, a little bit of suspense. Heavy set, your thoughts?
I enjoyed the match. Typical Iron Man match, back and forth, and yeah. I love the ending.
Carp, your thoughts?
Well, like I was saying during the pay-per-view, for once, I'd love to see a blowout, like 7 yeah. to 2.
7 to 2 would be fucking great.
But, you know, it's exactly what I was expecting in Iron Man match. Both brought it to the table. You could tell the Hardys are up there in age because they were getting tired at points and stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
so maybe that's why it was cut down to 30 minutes.
Matt was gassed after about 5, yeah. But yeah.
I even jokingly said, I'm like, oh, since it's a tag match, it should be a 2-hour Iron Man match.
Yeah, I'm sure that would go over great.
It was still a great match. Solid three and three quarters, 3.5 star match. It did the job. This should end the feud. So
yeah,
we'll see from there.
Yeah, we're going to see that most of the matches on the card. You know what? They weren't like spectacular blow away, but they were solid bouts. And it was cool to see kind of like a lesser known, it's debut pay-per-view, but what would this have been instead of Great Balls? What was it like? What did it replace? Was it No Mercy?
It was added.
Okay, so it's a new one. Anything. Okay. Yeah, so I mean, it's not in one of the majors on the pay-per-view schedule, but it was cool to have a stacked card and some decent matches. As a surprise. So I'm glad I picked one of these to be one of the 6 that I host this year because I'm a great host. Sasha Banks defeated Alexa Bliss. I really liked the match. It was good, except for the ending because she won by countout. But, I mean, it makes sense. They're going to extend the feud and shit. So I'm not too butthurt about it, but it was okay. Sasha did okay. Alexa is coming on her own. Now, she's got the mouth work. That wouldn't be too good. She's great on the mic, and her in-ring work is getting better. So I'm liking the fact that she's still the champ. Heavyset, your thoughts?
I can't stand Sasha. I think one of my biggest gripes with her came after the pay-per-view with the Talking Smack.
Okay.
And, like, I see what she was doing, and I'm like, that's fucked up to like try to like do this kind of storyline. And I think it was talking more to the hardcore fans. Like, I don't know why she was trying to get to them, but it was, well, Alexa, she's not a real fan. She's lying. I'm like, shut the fuck up. So I feel like that's so fucking cheap. Like, that's actually more heel than face.
Carp, let's get your 2 cents.
Well, first off, we lost Heavy.
Yeah, no, I disconnected him because he was a bit choppy. Okay. So let's see if he gets back better.
All right. Yeah, I mean, great match, bad finish, but I like the end spot off the table there with the double knees. That looked vicious. And, you know, it's going to continue the feud on to SummerSlam, so.
And I don't hate this feud. I know Heavy's not too happy about Sasha there, and I agree with this point with the talking smack. The Raw afterwards. But yeah, it's I'm not opposed to this. I mean, we know Sasha isn't going to get the title. It's just a couple months for Alexa to kind of work with somebody before they get her to... Who do you think is going to be the next big challenge? It's not going to be Bayley, because Bayley's going to feud with Sasha, I think.
It's going to be Nia.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nia and Alexa. Do you think Nia and Alexa could have a decent match?
Oh, well, I don't know if they could have a decent match, but apparently they're best friends in real life, according to Talk is Jericho.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Next match, The Miz with Maryse, Curtis Axel, and Bo Dallas. I am absolutely adoring this fucking entourage, although the fashion choices of
Miztourage.
Yeah, my bad. The entourage of the Miztourage. Although, as we were saying at the pay-per-view, I think Dave was mentioning it, like the wardrobe choices for Bo Dallas are kind of questionable. Interesting, but yeah, I mean, good on them not putting the title on Ambrose, because Miz, again, the guy is fucking money. He's super entertaining. Yeah, you're not going to get over the top matches, but they're still fun to watch. You know, his match with Cena at Mania was just kind of like the crowd shitting on Cena to shit on Cena, and Miz playing up to it, and for what it was, one of my favorite matches. So I love what he's doing. Just keep doing what he's doing. Having a couple of heaters with him is fucking great. And, you know, Ambrose needs a fucking, I don't know what he needs, but he just needs to go away, I guess. I don't know. But the match was okay. Again, on the card, just solid matches, fun, entertaining, and loving the Miztourage stuff. Carp, your thoughts?
Yeah, David mentioned it's almost like Bo Dallas is the turtle from Entourage in that group.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, Bo Dallas has to, he has to fall in line and wear the suit, you know, clean up the beard and stuff. So, but that's me. Yeah, I love the idea of the Miztourage. To me, this should, Vince doesn't apparently like stables, so this is what's going to kill it off at some point eventually, which is going to suck. But right now, it's working great. And Miz, as always, since his SmackDown feud with Daniel Bryan, he's one of the best in this company right now.
Heavy set.
I thought Bo Dallas looked more like a half-man gang.
A half one-man gang, you said? You're cutting a bit.
No, half-man.
Ah, fuck. Internet problem. Hopefully his connection stabilizes a little bit, and he's probably going to reboot, try that. Okay, in the meantime, Braun Snowman against Roman Reigns. And this was just a fucking beat-em-up match, which was good. And I love the intelligence of Snowman getting out of the way while Roman launches himself into the ambulance and fucking closes it. And potentially, like, a fucking heel turn here with Roman losing his shit and smashing him in a fucking ambulance and smashing the ambulance into the back thing. Although that whole thing with the Jaws of Life took way too long, and I think that obviously wasn't what they were looking for, but it took like 3 minutes too long. And then they had this like random match in the middle of it, which made no sense. So booking wise, that was kind of stupid, but I'm liking the fact that they gave the match to Braun Snowman. Carp, your thoughts?
Match good. Bad pre-taped finish angle, because you could tell they cut. And they're just making Braun look more superhuman.
Yeah.
And you know, how is Roman not being charged for attempted... hold on a second.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So Willie's checking his phone there.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
We're good. Yeah, how is Roman not being charged with like attempted manslaughter and things like that? What kind of...
It's wrestling, dude.
What kind of do not resuscitate type agreement do the wrestlers have to sign?
Okay, well, you could bring up the Hogan thing with The Rock. He fucking rammed a truck into him too, you know, and he didn't get... He got sheared, so...
I mean, The Rock threw Austin over a bridge into a river, attempted to kill him.
You know, Brian Pillman with guns. I mean, yeah. Austin fucking shooting McMahon, you know. I mean, listen, McMahon blowing up and dying and then coming back the next day.
Well,
yeah, it's wrestling.
But yeah, there's no need for, I don't know, it was too long with the whole post ambulance crash thing. Yeah. To me, you should have just had Braun kick the door down all bloody and be like, oh, I'm going to murder Roman Reigns. Ah, and then be all like screwed up.
Heath Slater defeated Curt Hawkins. No more needs to be said there. And Brock Lesnar retains his title, defeating Samoa Joe. It was okay. I would have wanted Joe to win this, and I'm probably the minority here. I was hoping for the new modern day Maharaja thing, fucking putting a title on him, because he'd be on TV every week. But the match was okay for what it was. I love the fact that Joe kind of attacked him early, threw him in a fucking table, you know, like, so you had your hopes up for a little bit, and it was good back and forth. Longer match than Brock usually does. But Brock took him out with one F5. But you know what? It's filler for Brock. Decent enough match. And I think even though Joe lost, the whole program and the buildup made him look fucking money. And I'm really hoping for good things down the line for Samoa Joe. Your thoughts, Carp?
Yeah, no. Joe looked strong in the loss, which is really good. You know, desperation F5. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Type thing. No. Joe took some Germans and then slapped on the choke, and Brock fought out of it. And Joe even countered one or two F5s. It was a solid match. The pre-attack, trying to make Joe look like the bad guy. You know, it was a good match. I'm really hoping now that we get a triple threat for SummerSlam with the Samoans versus Brock. The Samoans versus the Beast, or however you want to put it.
Yeah. Me too, actually. That'd be kind of fun. Okay, that was the Great Balls of Fire pay-per-view recap. Let's get into the news for this week.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
A couple of interesting stories. I mean, I guess we want to talk about our title change at Madison Square Garden. What are your thoughts in general on, you know, house show title changes? We don't see it too often, but I think it spices up kind of the house show scene when you can always say, okay, maybe this might be the day that a title change happens in my local town. I think there may have been 5 or 6, like, in the last 20 years, but it's cool to do it. Obviously, you don't want to do it too much, but Madison Square Garden would be the place to do it. A little bit of a shocker it was on Kevin Owens, but I don't know if there's going to be a quick title change or what. Like, what are your thoughts on the MSG title change, and do you think it's going to switch back quickly?
Well, on StableWars.com, we have a game called Title Wars, where you select the next champion of whatever title. When that title changes, it's open for so many days, and I have selected Kevin Owens to win at Battleground. You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, Cena, well, we'll discuss what happens later on, I guess, but yeah. Especially with social media the way it is now, it doesn't hurt the company in any way. It actually, I think, helps it a little bit.
Yeah.
To have, you know, maybe a once a year title change. You know, this year, oh, we did the U.S. title. Next year, maybe somebody will win the tag titles at a house show, or blah, 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 blah. You know, in short of having to do it because of an injury.
Yeah, some different. I like it. All right, let's get to the next news story. And that is fucking Paige is going down the route of Amy Winehouse, apparently. And there was a domestic dispute. And she was apparently held for battery for throwing a drink at Alberto Del Rio. It was leaked on TMZ. And then she's shitting on the person who leaked it. So from her point of view, she says, I had a bad phone call saying my uncle is in a bad way. I'm crying outside the restaurant. I go in. Alberto is hugging me. I'm a little sensitive and we start bickering about something so small. I say I'm leaving and he says something that I won't write it on here, but it wasn't nice. And I, even though I shouldn't have done it, I threw a drink in his face because I was so angry. Again, shouldn't have done it. It was in front of a lot of people. I walk out. He follows me a few seconds later and gets the cops and security, and a crazy lady decides to leave whatever she's doing to follow us and invade our privacy in a completely low way. Only low-life people would do that. Anyways, it was me who was being held for battery charges because I threw a drink at him. No, he never touched me. No, I never hit him with a glass 3 times like the internet and all their glory is making out. It's completely ridiculous how one story can spiral out of control. Oh, and guess what, internet? He smells like beer because I threw a beer on him. Nothing more, nothing less. No one got arrested. There's no mugshots, no charges, nothing. So yeah. Shit blown out of proportion, but, you know, when you're a fucking celebrity, you can't be doing this shit, especially when you got a tight enough leash with all the other shit that's going down. The fact that your soon-to-be husband or husband has completely shit on the WWE. I mean, in my opinion, they just ride out Paige's contract and she doesn't come back. What do you think?
I think she's involved in a Stockholm syndrome type situation. We all know Alberto Del Rio is a piece of trash from all the stuff that we've heard. There's reasons the WWE will not have him back. She, you know, metaphorically shot herself in the foot by hooking up with this douchebag.
Yeah.
I don't see good things for her future, and that really sucks because I thought she was a spectacular performer in the WWE. So.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
And of course, never say never. Maybe she might clean her shit up, dump this guy eventually and come back. But yeah, I mean, her time is pretty much past. The Divas Revolution is in full force and it's without her. So it is what it is. And it's not like I'm missing her either. You know what I mean? There's a lot of great talent on both rosters right now that can replace her. So
it definitely wouldn't hurt, though, to have her back.
Yeah.
With the current, women's revolution.
I've never seen her as a great worker, though. Like, seeing her matches and stuff, I always found she was slow.
She had some spectacular matches in NXT.
Yeah, I don't, just on the main roster, though, I never saw her as blow away, like, wow, this is such a great match. You know what I mean? She's got a great attitude, a cool look. Definitely different. She stood out. But I never remember watching a Paige match and be like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? So that's, looking back on some of AJ Lee's matches, though, I don't think I appreciated her as much as I did in the ring. And that might have been just because the crowd never really got into Divas matches and they were quick. They were too fast. But she was a lot better worker than, say, like a Paige, just in my opinion. Do we have Heavyset back yet? Let me check here. I asked him if he's rebooting. He has not gotten back. I guess he's working on his internet issues. In the meantime,
we're a little stitched up, a little bruised, and somewhat broken.
We're a little stitched up, bruised, and somewhat broken. So, and from what I'm hearing on the internets, the tweeters, that they have purchased or essentially paid off the new owners of Global Force, TNA, to get access to this obsolete, delete, Matt Hardy fucking gimmick that we should have seen at WrestleMania, but it looks like we're going to be seeing soon. Maybe during the match, Hardy gets hit in the head or something and goes fucking broken. But this is something that we've been talking about forever now. We want it to happen. It's going to happen, I think. And I'm super excited. Let's get your thoughts.
Which one?
The Hardy.
No. I was asking who you wanted to speak first, myself or Heavy.
Oh, Heavy's not here right now. So let's go with you.
Yeah, if it doesn't happen soon, the fans are going to turn on the Hardys. And that's a guarantee, because you could see the fans are starting to get frustrated. So, despite, apparently there's a lot of Rebby Hardy says agreement made. Yeah. However, Jeff Jarrett is apparently lying. So who knows?
I don't know what the fuck that's about.
There's some people who have to disappear from the world of pro wrestling for a while. Jeff Hardy and Alberto Del Rio are two of them.
You mean Jeff Jarrett?
Jeff Jarrett.
Okay. And Jeff Hardy. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Screw you, Brother Nero. Even though you did a great job as an obsolete sport monkey.
I cannot fucking wait. McMahon. It's obsolete. I cannot fucking wait for Hardy just to go off. And he's got to do it in a smart town. Maybe Philadelphia. No, that's Battleground. Smart town. Chicago, New York, even Toronto, England, you know. Just fucking, yeah, it's going to be
Montreal.
dude, we're a B-town. Yeah. Oh, and small little news. Raymond Rougeau is back on the French announce team, which is fucking, I was looking, I'm like, is that Raymond Rougeau? What? So I was marking out and I was looking to see if there's any TV coming back to Quebec. So I'm thinking maybe they're doing a push for Quebec TV. That's why they're getting Raymond back. If that's the case, that's awesome. He's a seasoned vet. Been doing announcing for fucking years and years, so it's cool to see him back. Let's get into Raw, Keep Toss, or Improve.
It seems not all the SmackDown.
Nope, that's not it. That's a clip for Raw. Let's get back into Raw, Keep Toss, or Improve. Heavyset's still working on his internet issues, so Carp, let's start with you. Keep Toss or Improve for Raw.
keep the Mizzies. They were great. Even the Mizzies. Oh, and the most outstanding person from Great Balls of Fire is Dean Ambrose. Oh, no. What am I saying? It's the Miz taking his little shot at the Oscars. I mean, like I said for the pay-per-view, and like I've always said about Miz, anything you can add to him to help him piss off the audience more, even though you could tell the audience wants to love him, as long as you just don't make him face again, because we all know that didn't work.
I agree. I'm kind of liking what's going on with
Monday Night Raw emanated from Houston.
You didn't hear that, Carp, but unfortunately I had a pre-roll. Okay, yeah. I'm liking the fact that this whole angle storyline's going to, I believe it's next week, right? That we're going to see like what's going to happen with it. And they're talking about rumors of him potentially wrestling for SummerSlam or Mania or whatever. I think it's cool to have this kind of ongoing storyline, whether it's with the GM or whatever. We haven't seen that in a long time. And it's cool that, you know, because it's not just fucking dumb dudes beating the shit out of each other. It's good to have a bit of a story back to it. So, you know, it reminds me back to like, who was the higher power and stuff like that. It was me, Austin. It was me, la la. You know what I mean? Like, I love that shit. So it's cool to have like kind of a little storyline to it. And
so there's a joke going around on the internet. It's imagine Angle accidentally hooked up with Queen Charmel during that whole creepy Angle he did with Booker, and their son is Jason Jordan.
That would be amazing. The internet, that's what I'm saying. The internet should be a writer. You should have like a Skype connection for everybody to see like the right, and random people just give their fucking storylines, because sometimes the internet makes better storylines than half of the fucking writers. And that would be absolutely ridiculous, but fucking amazing at the same time. That is fucking great. I love the internet. All right. Keith Dotson and Tooth for SmackDown. Let's get into it.
Did you say Keith Dotson Tooth?
Yep. I figured you wouldn't call me on it, but you did. Thank you very much.
Fuck you guys.
Live to tape.
Always call me on my drunken slurring on all beer.
Live to tape. We had a lot of tag team matches playa this week. You know, just kind of feuds mixing and matching, either tag teams doing singles matches or, you know, people in five-way elimination matches in a big team, or Kevin Owens and Rusev teaming up, you know what I mean? So it makes sense you're currently got all these storylines ready to go for Battlegrounds. You're kind of mixing and matching, keeping that relevant, I guess. But I mean, nothing really stood out for me except for, and I hate to say it, I'm going to sound like a parrot here, but John Cena on SmackDown is cool. I'm liking him coming back. Him in spurts is good. You know, go away for a couple months and come back and kind of liven up the main event scene.
Do you like Cena spurts? Do you like his
spurts? I like the little Cena spurts.
You?
Yeah, not too much at this. You know, I can't take too much at once.
You can't take a full load of spurts in one time?
No, I would say like little spurts at one time. So I don't get soaked in Cena, you know what I'm saying? But
obviously.
Yeah. But a little bit of Cena here and there, you know, I think goes a long way. Carp, you're keep tossing pooper SmackDown.
Yep. It's a keep, and I'm going to sound like Captain Broken Fucking Record here, but the Sexy Fashion Rangers.
Yeah, that was great. I love that the Walker, Texas. It's like Chuck Norris, not really. But they have all this like B-roll footage with Chuck Norris, so might as well use it.
That, you know, it looks like, I think they might actually turn the Hype Bros heel. It's weird with that. And someone stole Fandango's horse. It's ghosts. It's aliens. It's ghost aliens. Next time on The Fashion X-Files.
You know,
just the evolution of these comedic characters. I'm usually not a big fan of this much comedy in this length of time in wrestling. And these two are just bringing it, man. And I would love, absolutely love to see them get a tag title run as the Fashion Booties.
Yeah, me too. I think they can't use the name, but like make something close to it. Get rid of Breezango. I know, I've said it again. It's Fashion Files, Fashion something, Fashion Rangers. Even call them the Fashion Rangers. Fuck it. Something else, man. But these guys, they're hot, man.
Well, I mean, they are going X-Files, so they will be probably the Fashion Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah, just call them the FBI. There you go. They already own FBI, full-blooded Italians. Just call them the Fashion Bureau of Investigation. Done. And that was free thanks to Carp. That fucking do it.
So you're welcome, Vince McMahon and SmackDown writers.
There you go. Fucking Internet kicking the writer's ass once again. All right. No feedback this week. Please send your emails. We're back. So don't be shy. Emails, tweets, whatever, to wrestlecast@gmail.com. In the meantime, let's get into the Pick'em's Games results for post Great Balls of Fire. Well, I try to delay while the page loads. And Mr. Fourth Row gained 21 points, is now in the lead with 65. Ant is in second with 59. Carp is in third with 56.
Technically tied for third.
Yeah, true. Technically tied for third with Mikey Misfit. I gained 11 points. I did okay. Not as good as most people. I'm currently in 12th. Well, I'm not too far off, so gaining momentum, you know, getting there. Trying to get back to first place, but yeah. Goes all the way down. Let's see who's winning in terms of teams. Teamwork is winning 441 to 369. So yeah, go Teamwork. Okay, that will be it for this week. Plugs, final thoughts. Mr. Carpe Diem, where can we find you online?
Well, if you go to StableWars.com, while we're always looking for new members, and you play the Pick'ems there, you don't have to risk points, but you can win a free DVD.
There you go.
If you don't like free DVDs, there's obviously an imbalanced chemical in your brain, and you need some help.
Check him out at Killer Carpe Diem on Twitter.
StableWars.com. At Killer Carpe Diem for personal stuff. At CFL Easy Picks, which you'll be hearing tomorrow, probably.
Yeah.
And at All Beer Inside, July 28th, we are recording. Most likely Shea Carp again.
I want some buffalo chicken this time, you fuck.
Yeah, you're going to get some shredded buffalo chicken, hopefully.
Mm.
Maybe we can even do another 0.5, which will be coming out this week. I've begun editing our 16.5 episode. You'll find it entertaining. It's the game Superfight, where we argue about why Iron Man, who's three stories tall, can defeat the Hulk, who can shoot poison darts out of his nose.
All right. Heavy Set comes back just in time to close the show. Let's get your plugs and final thoughts. And I guess not. All right. So for Heavy Set, Heavy Set's
in.
Oh, there we go. He's back. Plugs, final thoughts, Heavy Set.
Just Wrestling Cheers right here on the Trending Topics Network. I should have two episodes out next week, one for Absolution, another one being my first live one-on-one interview.
Awesome. Check that out. Brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. So for Carp and Heavy Set, this is Old School saying, yeah, later.
Last night we battled Sheamus and Cesaro for 30 grueling minutes in the first ever tag team Iron Man match. One second short. And yeah, we failed again to reclaim the Raw Tag Team Championships. And we know what the tag teams in the back are thinking. The Hardy Boys are done. The nostalgia pop has passed. And maybe we should just fade away and classify ourselves as obsolete. So, we came out here to make a proclamation. The Hardys are not going anywhere. We are nowhere near done. We have only begun to make magic within the WWE Universe. Hold on. Enough. Come on.
It wasn't other tag teams saying you guys are done.
No.
It was us, the Good Brothers.
You guys seem really proud about your little performance from last night, but the only thing you guys proved was that you're not the Hardy Boys of old. No.
No.
You're just the old Hardy Boys.
That's right. So I suggest you nerds.
Yeah.
Get out of the ring and practice your magic elsewhere, because we're magic killers.
Yeah.
And that ring belongs to us.
Yeah. Well, neither of us are 100%. We're a little stitched up, a little bruised, and somewhat broken. But if you two think this ring belongs to you, how about we bring a referee out and we have a little fight and determine that right now!
I like the sound of that.